Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, February 23rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky ordered the mobilization of reservists following Russia's movement of troops into the eastern part of his country. However, Zelensky said Ukraine wouldn't carry out a general mobilization of its civilians, urging them to continue their normal lives. Several U.S. allies, including Japan, Canada, and Australia, joined Washington in imposing sanctions against Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin said this morning that Moscow is ready to search for diplomatic solutions, though he warned that Russia's interests and the security of its people are an indisputable priority. The Canadian government told banks to unlock financial accounts belonging to people who had been involved in a weeks-long protest in Ottawa against COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The move marks a reversal for the government, which had earlier defended the freezing of the accounts. Seattle-based logistics giant Expeditors International said it had shut down most of its operating systems in response to a cyber attack, adding to concerns about further stress on already fragile supply chains. Expeditors didn't disclose the nature of the attack and didn't provide an estimate of when operations might resume. The company manages freight movements by air, sea, and ground transportation in over 300 locations around the world. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures also climbed after yesterday's sell-off on Wall Street. And Lowe's is among the companies reporting earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.